You're listening to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Get Energy Wise, save money, become sustainable.
Welcome to this week's edition of Energy Wise. I'm Ty Keltner from the Cold Climate Housing Research Center, and this week we are talking about certified wood stoves. Is your wood stove certified? Now, what does that mean? Well, we're going to ask Dave Mishick, also of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. Thanks for joining us today, Dave.
Thank you, Ty.
And Dave, tell me, what is a certified wood stove?
Well, certified wood stove is a recently manufactured wood stove, and I should go into the history of the wood stove certification process to get a better understanding. In 1988, the EPA started a certification process for wood stoves, and that means that legally, for any wood stove to be manufactured or sold in the United States, it would have to meet the EPA certification program, which is done by an independent test lab that's accredited by the EPA. The EPA set emissions limits for wood stoves then, and so since 1988, any wood stove that you'd be able to purchase from a distributor or manufacturer does actually meet those requirements and is certified. So the certified wood stoves generally incorporate into the design emission control devices. One of those emission control devices not found on previously manufactured wood stoves before 1988 is a catalyst. Another emissions control device is secondary burn tubes and a baffle on the top of the stove. Now, both of these improvements to the stove designs allow for more complete combustion and lower emissions.
And what kind of difference in emissions are we looking at?
Well, between the pre-1988 wood stoves and the certified wood stoves, there can be up to 20 times difference in emissions. So currently, the EPA emissions limit is 7.5 grams per hour. So the older stoves could produce significantly larger emissions.
Now, here on EnergyWise, we, of course, talk about energy and energy efficiency and everything. Now, what about the overall efficiency of the stove? They're obviously more efficient. Do they burn the wood better? Explain how that works a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ty. The emissions level of a wood stove and the efficiency really do go hand in hand. So the more efficiently you burn the wood, the less emissions are produced, and also the more energy you get per pound of wood. So just for instance, for an older wood stove that's not certified, we could expect about a 40% average efficiency level. And for a certified wood stove, we can expect 65% efficiency and higher. So what this means economically, if you buy firewood, you would burn much less firewood. You'd have to buy less firewood for the certified wood stove than for the older wood stove. And if you cut firewood, you'd have to cut less. There's another issue besides the cost. The amount of wood you burn can be substantially different. So for an older wood stove, to displace 1,000 gallons of heating oil, you would expect to burn 11 cords of wood, probably. And with the newer wood stove with a higher efficiency level, for the same heat output, you'd expect to burn only 7 cords of wood. So that means you have to actually cut and carry 5 less cords of wood.
While it's great to have a more efficient stove and to put out less emissions, what about the cost? Can I afford to get a certified stove?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Ty. A lot of the stove's cost is based on the aesthetics and the materials used. The technology for certified wood stoves to make them burn extremely cleanly is available in stoves that are very affordable. There are stoves that exist that cost approximately $500, or I should say in the $500 to $700 range, that have this new technology, burn extremely cleanly and efficiently, and allow you to burn less firewood.
Now, if I have an older stove, can I retrofit a stove?
Well, while it's technically possible that you could make an emissions improvement by modifying an older stove, the EPA requires that stoves be certified before they're sold. So in order to legally do that and use one, you'd have to have the stove certified, which is pretty much out of the realm of an individual.
How do I know if I have a certified stove already in place? Is there a sticker on the back or anything?
Yeah, that's a very good point, Ty. When they're certified, the EPA requires a tag, a metal tag, to be attached to the back of the wood stove. And while it's possible that this tag might have fallen off or been removed, you can look on the back of the stove and it'll give the stove model, the manufacturer date, and state the testing lab that certified the stove.
So then from an energy perspective and a cost perspective too, it does make a lot of sense to have a certified wood stove.
Absolutely, Ty. There's a higher efficiency, cost savings, lower emissions rate, and less physical work that you have to do.
And where can people go if they want more information on a certified stove?
One good place to check as a starting point would be the EPA Wood Stove Information homepage, and that's found at www.epa.gov/woodstoves/index.html. And on this webpage, you'll find a link to the EPA certified wood stove list.
Thank you very much, Dave. Up next, as always, will be Ilya Benesh. He'll be ready to take your building and energy questions. We'll be right back with more EnergyWise.